This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. 1 hour left. I appreciate you being here. We're getting politically incorrect right now because we talked about group identity politics and another article that was referring to what Candace Owens was saying about feminism, on how it's misleading, and most of all, it's making everybody who's involved in that ideology miserable. And I was talking about the Kavanaugh effect, on how Wall Street and many industries are literally saying that hiring the, and I'm quoting, just hiring women these days is an unknown risk. And how every white male heterosexual with a Christian name is now a gang rapist, even though Hillary Clinton called black men super predators. See, nothing means anything anymore. It's all theater. It's all show. It's all swaying public opinion. That's all it is. It's manufacturing perception. Even though the same people said different things and flip-flopped just a few years ago, it doesn't matter. It's about selling. Just selling everything. Now, another quote. It's amazing how empowered women seemingly transition into damsels of distress whenever it suits them. Candace Owens has talked publicly that the war is against the war on men. And I've mentioned a few articles. They came out, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and I've referred to it in a paraphrase. I'll do that right now. Basically, less than 30% of men want to be married, because they've been financially destroyed. You know, they lost their homes, lost their kids, lost their pensions, and then they have to pay for the bill. When somebody who quits a marriage or quits something because they have a higher amount of victim group or protectionist group status, and they, regarding math on the balance sheets, can be a quitter and make the profit. And I also mentioned that article dovetailed with Sharia law proponents. When you look at the birth rate in America, where Sharia law proponents can marry children, they can have four wives, the birth rates, fertility rates, I don't care what you want to call it, they're much higher. And American men, Western men, don't even want to have kids in so many instances anymore. Then you dovetail that with a 70 to 75% divorce rate in America. Basically, it's very plain to see how a lot of these feminists are really being used, duped, played, conned by the powers that be for a divide-and-conquer strategy to eliminate the traditions, the heritage, and the culture that made America great. You don't lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job and expect anybody to believe that they've earned it. And when you don't earn it, the satisfaction, everything, is the appreciation, the value, the dignity of work is almost eliminated. It's not liberal to have some of these behaviors be appropriate in whatever group you're in. Now, when Democrat congressman was saying that Kellyanne Conway looks familiar on her knees, can you imagine if any white male Republican was to say that, heterosexual? How about Joy Behar calling Bill Clinton rape victims tramps? How about the New York Times being on record defending and normalizing pedophilia and defending NAMBLA, the North American Boy Love Association? You know, there's so many things that don't get discussed because you want to hedge your bet and be politically correct. If we said it like it is and had the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, we would be so much less divided, because the divide and conquer strategies have brought down every society. How about when women realize, let's take, I'm not trying to stick up for Harvey Weinstein, but, you know, he's in his upper 60s. He's had one or two girls, 20 to 30 years old, on each arm for many years. And let's ask the question, does he have these young girls by his side all the time because of his phenomenal personality, his wit, his charm, his humor? No. But see, when women break out this feminist malarkey and they ask for lowering the bars of standards and expectations and accountability for themselves, they don't point out when the gold diggers and the mistresses, basically it's money for sex, right? When they pull off these behaviors, the women don't say anything. It's the discrimination against men with no restitution. And when female genital mutilation occurs in America by the thousands, the feminists say nothing. It's crickets again. And when 80% of females, including young girls, show up in caravans where 80% have been raped along the way, there's more crickets from the feminists. You know, Congress has had a bimbo slush fund since the 90s, which has cost up tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to pay off these women. And the feminists play their cricket violin. Stormy Daniels and all these so-called porn stars who are going after Trump or anybody on the right, they get put on a pedestal. Again, that shows that America's drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. When we don't have courage, folks, we'll never be the land of the free and the home of the brave again. How about pedophilia grooming gangs everywhere, taking your children, ladies, and the feminists play the cricket violins? How about killing babies after birth and making it legal? How about 80,000 Americans dying from drugs that come over our borders? How about 80% living paycheck to paycheck? You know, we don't try to judge people. I don't try to judge people on their sexual orientation. I don't get it. Okay? I don't understand, but I'll tell you one thing, that we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Now, when somebody, you never know what happens behind closed doors. Is one partner saying no to sex too often? Is one partner letting themselves go physically, and then no longer, they've given up? This is why we can't listen to so-called victim groups. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability and take everything on an individual basis. I've had, and I've mentioned this over the air before, I've had lots of women come up to me over the years and talk to me about their boyfriend or their husband. And you know what? You always try to listen a little bit and you try to help. Lately, I've been very intolerant in the listening category with this. And I just tell people, I tell these ladies that, you know, I can't help you. Because what I did a few times, I went behind closed doors, and I talked to the guy, and I said, she said this, she said this, she said this. And you know what you get? You get a 180-degree different story. So unless you're living behind closed doors with those people, we really should keep our mouths shut because we don't know the facts. You're allowing a certain maybe empathy or sympathy towards somebody who might have a certain victim group or protectionist group status, and you don't listen to both sides of the story. And we need to get back to that. You know, there's so many many websites about college girls looking for sugar daddies. Everybody, I use this terminology over the air often. It's called adult mutual consensual sex. Why should we waste taxpayer dollars and resources if people want to have sex and it's legal? If it's adult mutual consensual sex, no children, no rape, but yet what they want to do is divide us. So in lieu of fixing our debt or finding the $21 trillion that Dr. Mark Skidmore in Michigan found that was missing from the DOD and HUD, we're wasting our time on stupid stuff. And here's another fact. How come women bought 80 million copies of Shades of Grey? For those of you who don't know what that is, I think you should look it up, and I think you'd be pretty surprised. And I've mentioned this also. This was about a two-decade phenomenon. It was probably a decade or two ago when it ended. But every television show, every magazine, every newspaper, so-called, even Christian women, were saying, this is my starter marriage. Implying that she married this guy maybe to use him as a sperm donor, and she was going to sue him down the road. And he's in the background thinking like, oh my God, I just said, till death does us part, in sickness and in health, to my God and to my witnesses. Well, apparently that doesn't mean anything. So when you see people saying that every female should be believed, unless they're raped by a Bill Clinton or a Keith Ellison or groped by a Cory Booker, it doesn't matter because they come from a different side of the aisle. And for those of you that really think the Democrat Party is still the JFK Party, you're mistakenly wrong. You've been misled. You've been duped. You've been conned. You've been played. And you've been used to as a tool of division to poison us against ourselves. And yes, that is supposed to not make a lot of sense grammatically, but it's meant to make a point. So what I'm going to do now is go to my next clump. I love that word. Maybe because I do a lot of gardening. I'm going to go to my next clump, and this is looks like it's going to be economically based. And I'm never going to get to everything, but I'm going to shortcut as much as I can. Next article, my bank in Denmark just offered me a negative interest rate to borrow money. In other words, they're getting money to borrow money. Next article, trader stocks won't stay bid. They're paraphrasing the article here. Trader stocks won't stay bid, bad news, because of Fed cuts. Only 25 basis points. Basically, with all the bad news in the economy, which we've talked about in great detail with a lot of data, a lot of statistics, a lot of math, a lot of numbers, you know, Trump is going to keep us out of a recession because we have the ability to paper over the numbers. And I'll go into more detail after that. And next article, Amazon launches credit card for deadbeats. Not kidding, not making it up. Be right back, folks.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I am going to finish my next clump. Actually, I'm combining two clumps to make one clump. And let me know if I get too technical in my jargon. But I just like that word. Anyway, next article regarding the economic topics and my economic 101s that I'm going to try to go into in some detail. I'm going to obviously have to shortcut a lot, because we only have a little over half an hour left. Next article, Congress can't act fast enough on recessions. This is from Bloomberg. Next article, what collapsing orders for heavy trucks down 71% from a year ago say about the U-turn in trucking. Next article, this wasn't supposed to happen. U.S. employment growth just plunged to the lowest level in 9 years. Now, we know about the consequences to our economy, and you know how I feel about a lot of these unit of measures like inflation, CPI, and I've talked about all this in great detail, GDP. I mean, how can you create $4 of debt to achieve $1 of economic growth and call it a legitimate unit of measure or calculation? How can you talk about unemployment when 100 million people are out of work? So I'm going to talk a little bit about the economy, and one of the articles here from Denmark was about interest rates and people getting paid to take out loans. You know, I've talked about this in quite a bit of detail, and QE for the people, not in the form of inflationary measures where, for example, if you print to oblivion, you know, modern monetary theory, MMT, or UBI, universal basic income, or more QE, which if they do, it's going to be under a different name or heading, I'm sure, where you bail out the banks, Wall Street, and the elite. You know, when you flood the market with unbacked fiat paper dollars, you're going to create an inflationary, a possible hyperinflationary situation. So if that happens, the bond markets will crash and yields will go up. The last thing we need is yields or interest rates to go up because the system is too fragile. Now, the corporate bond market is held together with basically glue, paper, and spit. We have like a quarter of the small cap funds are zombie companies, meaning that they don't have enough cash to even pay interest on their debt, on their loans. So I think if they want to crash the system, they'll just raise interest rates like they did in December, and everything will be coming tumbling down. So we have GDP that's over 140% of the economy. Regarding the whole equity market, could be a big reason for starting for basically starting a recession, which they want to avoid. You know, today's stocks, bonds, real estate's over 500% of the economy, highest ever on record. So when you look at those asset bubbles, they got to keep them, those bubbles literally blown up. Debt over 300% of GDP. So there's a lot of ways that they can destroy the middle class and put the bottom 93% on a permanent caste system. They could ban cash. We're already seeing delinquencies and bankruptcies going through the roof. The powers that be are even speculating about earnings based on guessing and reasons why to buy stocks. So we're in a very precarious place. We've seen the monthly collapse in job growth for May. And this is with a unit of measure with gig jobs. And this is why they want to use big tech to silence people like us, is because whether it be financial, economic, social, political rationale, it doesn't matter. No speech that questions the official narrative is going to be allowed in any platform. And that's one of the reasons why my phone calls, my emails, and everything is being compromised. The Fed, they want to demonetize every patriot, every American out there who sticks up for truth and sticks up for the little guy. So the Fed looks like they've priced in several rate cuts to extend bubbles, and it's going to be very interesting to see if that happens and how far they go. Be right back after the break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House dismissing internal polling that reportedly finds President Trump lagging in some key states against former VP Joe Biden. Talking with reporters a short time ago, Press Chief Sarah Sanders said polls in the 2016 election were wrong and they could likely be wrong again. She argued President Trump's in a very strong position heading into the 2020 campaign. Both Trump and Biden are in Iowa today. Sanders was also defending President Trump's moves when it comes to the southern border, including the new deal reached with Mexico.
The border is being completely overrun, and we have to see something dramatically change, and we're hopeful that we're taking the right steps to make that happen.
The latest shark attack off the coast of Ocean Isle Beach in North Carolina yesterday afternoon leaves a teenage surfer seriously injured. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash today. You've got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
All right, we're back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. Website is offgridmontana.com if you're interested. And I was talking some economic 101 data. I was mentioning some articles. And, you know, one of the articles was talking about Denmark and negative interest rates and people being paid to take out loans. Now, President Trump said He's going to transfer power back to the people. So let's look at that Denmark article and just glean some ideas from it. And this is stuff that I've been talking about for years regarding, instead of giving QE to printing money out of thin air and bailing out the too big to fail, too big to jails, basically welfare for the rich, you know, the Wall Street and the bankers, fractional reserve lending, banks getting lending more money than they have, and of course stock buybacks, which we've talked about in great detail because of time. I'm not going to go into it right now. But basically, everything has been welfare for the rich, bailouts for the rich, too big to fail, too big to jail type thing. So why don't we take an example like what Denmark is doing? It's pretty obvious that interest rates have to go down. And America is not the worst country out there. When you look at debt-to-GDP ratio, we're probably in the 12 to 15, depending on who you read and what you believe. So we're not the worst ratio out there. But when you have 80% of the people living paycheck to paycheck, when you have 40% of the people can't coming up with $500 for an emergency, you know, that's dire straits right there. Look at our homeless situation. I just mentioned about Amazon creating credit cards for people who are totally broke. So they're basically going for every penny of business they possibly can, because we don't have legitimate supply and demand of free markets anymore. We have a fixed rig system. And this quote from Ayn Rand really says it all. Quote, when you see that trading is done by compulsion and not by consent, when you see that dollars or money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see men get richer by graft and by pull, basically meaning deceit and fraud, using one's own high position of power, especially in public office, to obtain certain profits or advantages, and your laws don't protect you against them but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you know that your society is doomed. So, President Trump, why not take the long end of the yield curve, the 10-year and the 30-year, let all the people, from the little people to the big corporate oligarchies who are running zombie companies, let's everybody refinance. Refinance your mortgage. And let's take those that long end of the yield curve down, possibly to negative interest rates. And then incentivize people at the end of that fiscal year when they take out a loan. Let's say we have 3% negative interest rate. They get paid 3% of what they put into the kitty, of what they paid. They get a little money back. So if they do the right thing, instead of trying to enforce delinquencies and bankruptcies and things like this, let's give people a light at the end of the tunnel program. Instead of bailing out all the super wealthy every time, can we help the little guy for a change? So we could do means testing. We can increase the years of mortgage from 30 years to whatever. We can take the mean household debt and give that amount to each home instead of QE to the super wealthy. And I've made it very clear that GDP doesn't make build happiness. And if we could get rid of a debt-based currency and dismantle central banks along the way and possibly even audit the Fed and get rid of all this malarkey that comes from the super wealthy, like, oh, it's class envy. No, it's not. That's why they do group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, because they have to divide us so we see, so we're not seeing the criminal activity and manipulation and corruption behind the scenes that they're doing. We have to remember civil rights policies were designed to ensure that Americans should be based on individual merit. But that means nothing anymore. Appreciation, value, dignity of work means nothing. They're spending our taxable resources on dividing people by skin pigmentation, by gender, by sexual orientation. We have separate laws. If we have separate laws, not just for the people who have victim group status, but also the super wealthy. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. Civil rights are individual rights defined as a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These rights are equally held under law. But if law is all bought and paid for, if our lawyers and judges are all bought and paid for, nothing matters. When I went to attorney, I went to 30 attorneys. No one, I couldn't hire one of them. They wouldn't take my case. They said it's a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. I had no group self-pity points. I'm not making this up. I've said this on the air many times. It's also in the book. Amendments to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights guarantee that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. But when groups of people are given special privilege through corporate structure and government entitlement, life, liberty, property, and even due process of being erased for many of us. So how do we control our own destiny? I've been on the air for years talking about practice what you preach laws, talking about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, talking about standing for principle, talking economic 101 all the time, making it very clear that the left is the Nazi, not the right. They're the proponents of the socialism, communism, authoritarianism, tyrannical dictatorship, fascist state. How come they want to control the media? Not the people, not the little people. How come the left wants to get rid of citizen journalists, the new media? President Trump should sign an executive order that half of the White House and half of all media need to be part of the new media, the alternative media. How come the left wants to control the police and let Antifa go wild, paid mercenaries? How come the left is a proponent of no due process? How come the left is a proponent of government school controls and not allowing parents to control the curriculum and not even allowing parents to homeschool their children? How come the left is a proponent of private property invasion by the police? How come the left buys and pays their lawyers and judges to sell out the American people for justice? And you can throw bankers and politicians in there. How come the left allows for voter and election fraud? We need to start acting like citizens, folks, not subjects, who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. Now, we're not anti-government on this show. We're anti too big government, too corrupt, overspending, incorporated, elite control, manipulative, anti-constitutional, anti-rule of law government. So we have to start thinking of ideas and solutions that benefit us. And if we continue to be hyphenated Americans, the elite are going to win. You're going to be told what to do, what to say, how to think, and who to do it with for the rest of your life. We're in uncharted territory, not just for corporate debt and household debt, which is over $14 trillion, but we are in a very disturbing place where we can go from a deflationary, stagflationary environment to a hyperinflationary environment quite quickly, especially if they continue to print money and give it away, especially to the elite like they do, and give the little people crumbs. So this is why the globalists need to be proponents of fake news. They're proponents of props, lies, propaganda, false flags, hoaxes. They need to control what we think, what we say. They need to control our currency, our trade. They need to control hate. They need to control good, bad, up, right, left, right. They need to control the status quo. We are in a global slowdown, and the jobs reports are looking poor. A lot of things are unraveling. It's a lot less trade war consequences than it is the end of an economic cycle. It's analogous to, it's a lot more aristocracy controlling the serfs and a lot less left right paradigm. Now, I'm looking at the clock here. I'm not going to get to probably half of what I was hoping to, but I just want, during the last break, I'm going to totally change subjects here, and I'm going to talk about two articles and go into something different. First article, leaked FDA study, toxic forever chemicals contaminate many foods. Next article, National Park removes glaciers gone by 2020 warning. What they're saying is that, you know, Al Gore and all these leftists and all these bought and paid for scientists who are saying that global warming or climate change is going to kill the planet, you know, the polar bears would be dead by now and cities would be flooded and all these predictions, like this article about 2020, there won't be any more glaciers left in Glacier National Park. It's all a bunch of hooey. Climate change is not related to man activity, so to speak. It's more related to solar activity, polar shifts, and geoengineering and weather modification from the Monsantos and the Rothschilds and the people who own patents. That's the only weather modification that's happening. It's by the elite who are trying to control climate. So that being said, and boy, we can go into so much detail and specificity on that, but I'm not going to have time. During the break, I was looking out my window. I was looking at my garden. A big raven came down. We have about 15 birdhouses here, and I got chicken peeps walking around, and we have hawks and eagles, and we're right on the river here. And a big old raven came down trying to, attack some of these babies, whether it be wild or my domestic chickens. And my Great Pyrenees dogs chased the raven away. They are chasing everything from ravens to fox to coyotes to raccoons to otter to black bear, mountain lions, grizzlies. I've had lots of grizzlies here. If you go on my website and go into the picture gallery, go into wildlife pictures, trail cam, whatever it's categorized at, you'll see I got grizzly bears all over my place. I don't even keep the pictures anymore. I get so many pictures of grizzly. In fact, I've got a ratio of 3-to-1 grizzly bears to black bears. But we'll talk about a little nature when we get back on the last segment, folks. Thank you for being here.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And we really appreciate you being here, folks. We really hope that we're making a difference, trying to give you information to at least be curious enough to do the reading and research on your own and to see, look behind the veil, behind the wall, behind the smoke and mirrors, so you can have more options, ideas, solutions, and better your life, where the options are obviously getting more and more compromised by the day. But before the break, I was talking about how my Great Pyrenees dogs chased away an aerial attack by a raven. And if it wasn't for these dogs, I wouldn't have a goat, a chicken. I wouldn't have a carrot in my garden. I've got about 25 to 30 different species of vegetables in the garden. And I've been picking, for over a month now, spinach, lettuce, Swiss chard, kale, asparagus, and it's just a lot of fun. And for the last few minutes of this show, I just want to talk about the importance of building your immune system and thinking about immune stimulants versus immune suppressants. You know, when people think about immune suppressants, the first thing that comes out of their to their mind is sugar, and that is obviously the case. But there's a lot of immune stimulants that a person can grow, like onions and garlic and hot peppers. Ginger is a good one. We don't grow it here, but horseradish, cabbage family, which is cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. And I know cauliflower, as per Sandy Cortez, is racist now, but I'm going to say it. Anybody, don't tell anybody I said that. So we need to start thinking about immune stimulants to fight the cancer, just like how important nutrition is, hydration, exercise, sleep. Excess exposure to chemicals to keep that down. There's so many food-like products out there that they even call it fat-free, which is usually code for high sugar content. Basically, America is overfed, unnourished, and under-exercised. So we have to think about the synthetic pharmaceutical drugs that we take for so many conditions. Now, the immune system deals with six major things: inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, and cancers and tumors. If we could all, I even harvest a lot of edible and medicinal plants. I hunt and fish for my own food, for my own fish. Don't even own a freezer. Can most stuff. Now, when you look at some of the consequences that you have to pay for today, like red dye in your meat, green, non-meat grown laboratories, and sold in restaurants. This is, for those of you who think I make this stuff up, I don't. Okay? I get this stuff from published articles in the public domain. Every bit of it. I don't make up any of it. I know it sounds like I'm making it up. But to continue, steroids, hormones, antibiotics, GMO foods. And it's very obvious that there's enough evidence out there that GMO changes your DNA and causes cancer. How come 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted years ago to not disclose what's in GMO ingredients? Pesticide-fed cattle, cloning livestock, modified proteins and enzymes in lots of foods. This affects, they do it for the greater shelf life in the stores and in the field, but it also affects bioavailability, absorption, and nutrients, and excretion, and metabolism, and homeostasis in the body. Basically, even nanotechnology is tracking food from the farm to the fork. So why not use this as a reason to build skill sets? And when you pick something out of the garden, whether it be a strawberry, a raspberry, a cucumber, a tomato, I don't even care what the season is. Now, seasonality sure makes a difference, but when you pick it fresh from your garden, folks, there's nothing like it. I've had two groups of people here just in the last 2 days giving a garden tour because people want information. They know that there's glyphosate and everything. They know that vitamins and minerals come from the soil. They know that a lot of American soil or soil around the world has been chemically and mechanically beat to smithereens. And this is why eating raw food is so important, because enzymes act as catalysts for biochemical reactions, which aid in digestion and nutrient support. Now, when we cook our food past 130 degrees, and I've read even lesser temperatures will kill your enzymes, we're eliminating all the benefits of eating food. So we have to take in proper nutrition, which is getting tougher and tougher and harder to find, especially if it's store-bought. Again, think immune stimulants. I have an acronym out there called SARP, Synthetic, Artificial, Refined, and Processed. If you just think about that and try and keep away from and eat those products, MSG, aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, nicotine, all these artificial sweeteners made to be addictive, if you eat them in moderation, I think we'd be a lot healthier. People, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. Hope you have a great week, and start your garden.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.